Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Beyond the Game by Kaylee Ryan, narrated by Grace Grant and Stephen Dexter. Chapter 1. Paisley. There is nothing like the smell of the Blaze Stadium on game day. The overpriced stale beer that permeates the air, freshly popped popcorn, hot dogs, and dirt. It smells like home. I grew up here, watching my dad and honorary uncles play for the Blaze. As the family of the starting first baseman, we had the option to sit in the suites, but my mom's sisters and I loved being in the center of the action. Seats right behind the dugout, where Dad could say hi to us, and we could yell back and know that he could hear us. I have so many childhood memories from this stadium, and I missed it while I was away at college. Playing for my college team, a pitcher like my Grandpa Monroe, I've played in a lot of stadiums. Sure, most were college, but none of them, even my home team stadium, ever felt like this. My home away from home. "Earth to Paisley," my best friend Willow says, waving her hand in front of my face. "Are you in there?" she laughs. "Stop," I swat at her hand while grinning. "It's been a while since I've been here. I'm just taking it all in." "You grew up here. What could possibly be new for you?" Willow and I have been best friends since day one of kindergarten. She and I played t-ball together. She liked it, but never had the strong love for it that I did. She stopped playing around the fifth grade, but she has always been one of my biggest cheerleaders. She and I attended the same college and roomed together all 4 years. We actually still live together today. After graduation, we rented a condo not far from my parents' place. Dad, of course, helped find it. Even though I'm 22, he likes to have me close. Who am I kidding? He likes to have all four of his girls close. His words, not mine. "It's not new," I finally answer. "It's the familiarity, like coming home." "Girl, you and your baseball," she links her arm through mine. "Don't get me wrong, I'm all for some hotties and some baseball pants. We better grab our snacks and find our seats, or I'm going to miss the stretches. That's one of the best parts of the game." She's not wrong. While I love the sport, no, it's more than that. Baseball and softball are a part of me. There isn't a single solitary thing I don't love. Even watching the players in their uniforms. I even like to tease my dad about it. It's fun to see him get all wound up about me dating. He claims I'm not old enough. At 22, I know different. So does Mom. The truth of the matter is, I don't know if I'll ever meet a man who my dad thinks is good enough for me. His words, not mine, but I believe them. It's not just me. It's my two younger sisters, Parker and Peyton, too. We're all three daddy's girls. We make our way to the concession stand and order our first round of snacks. We both get a large drink and a hot dog, which we cover in ketchup and mustard. This is just the first round. We're seasoned pros at pacing ourselves. "Ready?" Willow asks. "Yes, I just need to grab some napkins." I grab a pretty large stack and shove them into my small crossbody purse. Stadium hot dogs are messy. Well, all the ketchup and mustard I added is messy. I need to be prepared, which is something I've learned over the years. With my hot dog in one hand and my drink in the other, I lead us to our seats. My family has sat in these seats for as long as I can remember. It's a Monroe family tradition that I plan to keep alive. "Damn, number 30 is looking fine today," Willow says dramatically before taking a huge bite of her hot dog. "Mm-hmm," I agree before taking my own bite. There is nothing better than a man in baseball pants. "Is anyone else in your family coming today? Whose ticket am I stealing?" Willow asks. "Nobody's that I'm aware of. Parker had a game. It started about 30 minutes ago," I explain. My sisters, like me, followed in our dad's footsteps. All three of us fell in love with the game and play softball. Good. I don't have to censor myself, she laughs. When have you ever censored yourself? I fire back. When your parents are here and Peyton. Parker's old enough to enjoy my commentary. She grins, and I can't help but return it. My best friend is what my grandma calls boy crazy. She's not one to sleep around, but she loves to flirt, and she's made looking at the players its own sport. She blames me for dragging her to so many games over the years. All I can do is shake my head and smile. Willow has been my person since I was a little girl, and I wouldn't change her for the world. When we're asked to stand for the national anthem, we turn to face the flag. Chills race down my spine as the stadium grows quiet, and nothing can be heard but the sultry voice of a local high school student singing our country's anthem. When it's over, I move to sit and bump into someone. Turning to look over my shoulder and apologize, my breath stalls in my lungs. The most gorgeous guy I've ever seen in my entire life is standing behind me, holding his hand up in apology.
Sorry about that, he says in his deep, sexy voice as he takes the seat next to mine.
I open my mouth to reply, and nothing comes out. I feel an elbow dig into my side as Willow leans around me. Hi. Our sexy neighbor grins, and the dimple in his cheek pops out. His brown eyes sparkle.
Nice to meet you, ladies. I apologize. He nods toward me.
I should have been paying attention, I say, finally finding my words. I didn't know anyone was sitting there. He's sitting in seats that I know are owned by the team. He must be related to one of the players, or maybe he's a friend of one of them. Either way, it's going to be hard for me to focus on the game, and for me, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, I'm running late. Traffic. He shrugs. I don't usually wait until the middle of the national anthem to show up at a ball game.
You should take some pointers from my girl here, Willow says, as I turn to look at her. She's being her usual outgoing self, but as always, she has my back. We always leave early. No way are we missing warm-ups. She wiggles her eyebrows, and I can feel my face heat.
Warm-ups? He nods, a grin playing on his lips. That's the best part, is it? His voice is teasing.
Well, if you play for our team, it is. Willow laughs. I mean, hot guys in tight pants? We are here for it. She nods, returning his smile.
What about you? The sexy guy asks.
Me?
You digging the tight pants, too?
He's teasing, and I feel myself relax a little. That's part of it, I admit.
And the other part?
There are lots of them. The smell of the dirt, the food, the crack of the bat. Hell, even the wave is essential to the experience. Uh-oh, Willow says with an eye roll. Now you've done it. You got my girl here talking about baseball, and now we're doomed to hear all about it the entire game. Stop, I laugh, which earns me a smile from both the sexy guy and my best friend. I love the game. I grew up with baseball being a major part of my household. I don't tell him that Easton Monroe is my dad. I also don't tell him that my uncle Drew, who is not my uncle but one of my dad's best friends, is the general manager of the Blaze. He retired from playing for the team and took over when the current GM retired. Baseball was more than just a big part of my life growing up. It was my life. Still is. What about you? Willow asks him.
I'm a fan, he says, sliding his hands into the pockets of his shorts.
If you're not a Blaze fan, don't tell us. Well, don't tell her. Willow points toward me. She's a ride or die. Our sexy seat neighbor raises his eyebrows in question. She's not wrong, I shrug unapologetically. The crowd roars as the Blaze team takes the field, and I turn my attention to the game. Mindlessly, I take my seat, watching as the game starts to unfold. We have a great team this year, and our chances of going all the way are high. Hell yeah! I cheer when the Blaze strikes out the Tomahawks. Willow leans around me to talk to our sexy neighbor. Told you so, she laughs. By the way, I'm Willow, and this is Paisley, she introduces us. He offers Willow his hand, which crosses over in front of me.
Cameron, he says.
His voice is deep and husky, and the ink covering his arms has me squirming in my seat. What is it about this man that has me reacting like I've never been in the presence of a hot guy? He's hands down the hottest, so I'm guessing that's my hang-up. I feel another elbow, and my head whips around to glare at Willow, who nods toward Cameron. His lip is tilted up in a grin, his dimple playing peekaboo. His eyes flash to his hand that's just hanging out there, waiting for me to accept his handshake. My face heats, and it's not from the sun. Sorry, I say sheepishly. Paisley. I offer my name, even though Willow already told him, as I slide my hand into his. His hands are so much larger than mine, and they're rough and calloused, which makes me wonder what he does for a living. However, I can't seem to form the words to ask him from the spark that's shooting up my arm. It's as if I've been zapped with electricity. My eyes widen, and if I hadn't been watching, I would have missed the slight widening of his eyes. Does he feel it too?
Pleasure to meet you, Paisley.
His voice drops to a low octave that's even sexier. I don't remember him saying something similar to Willow. Then again, I was zoning out, too. Willow clears her throat, and I snap out of my Cameron trance and realize I'm still holding on to his hand as I stare at him. So hot, Willow whispers. I hear Cameron's low chuckle, which tells me he heard her. Stop, I reply to my best friend under my breath. I'm just saying, she replies. This time she doesn't even bother to try and lower her voice. I've never been embarrassed and turned on all at the same time. This is most definitely a first for me. What's also a first? Me being at a game and not being able to focus. It's usually the other way around. I tune out the world as I let myself get lost in the game and the happenings on the field. Today, that's not the case. I'm hyper aware of every move Cameron makes. A shift of his legs, the stretch of his arms, and the way he's constantly stealing glances my way. I feel it all, every movement. It's driving me insane. Normally, I'm glued to my seat, and it's Willow or my sisters who bring me more snacks. On the rare occasion that I do leave my seat, it's for a run to the bathroom. Not today. Today, I need a break. I stand abruptly and turn toward Willow. I'm going for more snacks. Do you want anything? Oh, Cracker Jacks, she grins. Hey, Cameron, do you need anything? She asks. I shoot her a warning glare, but she pretends not to notice.
You making a run?
He asks, standing and stretching his arms over his head. My eyes go to his waist, where his shirt rides up, and I can just see a sliver of his toned abs and, oh God, is that a V I see? Just when I thought he couldn't be any more attractive.
Paisley?
He bends down, his eyes capturing my attention. Yeah, I nod. I think he asked me if I was going to get snacks, but I can't be sure. My answer seems to be the right one when he gives me a nod of his own.
I'll come with. I need to stretch my legs anyway.
It's on the tip of my tongue to refuse, but Willow speaks up before I can. In that case, a refill, please, she asks sweetly. She can pretend to be sweet and innocent all she wants. I know what she's doing. She's playing matchmaker. She's always after me to date more. I don't know how many times I've heard her tell me that there is more to life than baseball. And, well, softball by default. If my college would have let me play with the guys, I would have.
It's bullshit if you ask me.
I can get whatever you need, I tell Cameron.
It will be good to stretch out. Come on.
He offers me his hand, and I stare at it for 3 heartbeats before he takes the decision away from me. He reaches for my hand and laces his fingers through mine as he guides me up the steps. My heart pounds against my chest, and my ears ring. My palm is sweating, and that just causes me to be embarrassed all over again. Sweaty palms when you're holding the hand of the sexiest man on earth is not my idea of a good time. When we reach the top of the stairs, he drops my hand and places his own on the small of my back. He's walking close, too close, and I'm sure he can hear the rapid stutter of my heart inside my chest. I expect him to drop his hand when we reach the concession stand, but he does the opposite. When someone needs to cross through since the line is long, he pulls me into his side, wrapping his arm around my waist. Excuse me, the woman with 2 small kids complaining they have to potty says as she walks in front of us, cutting through to the long line for the bathrooms.
What are you getting? Cameron asks. His lips are right next to my ear, his arm still around my waist.
A pretzel? I say lamely. I've never been speechless in front of a man before. My dad is Easton Monroe. He was the starting first baseman for the Tennessee Blaze the majority of my life. I've met a lot of famous athletes, very attractive famous athletes, and I've never had this reaction before. I've never been breathless, with sweaty palms and the inability to speak coherently.
Cheese or mustard? Cameron asks.
If he senses my inability to act like a normal human being around him, he doesn't show it. Both.
My kind of girl, he says, and I can hear the smile in his voice.
I don't dare look to test my theory. Instead, I stare straight ahead and focus on my breathing. He's just a guy. A ridiculously sexy guy.
Next, the concession stand attendant calls. Hi, Cameron greets her. We need 2 soft pretzels with both cheese and mustard, a box of Cracker Jacks, a bottle of water, a large Coke, and... Paisley? He peers down at me. What do you want to drink?
Gatorade. Blue.
He nods. And 1 blue Gatorade.
He releases his hold on me, allowing me to close my eyes and pull in a deep breath. When I open them, he's passing money to the attendant. Cameron, no. I place my hand on his arm. You don't have to do that.
He smiles at me. I wanted to. What kind of guy am I if I don't pay for a beautiful woman's snacks?
He winks and turns back to accept his change. Thank you, I mumble as he hands me my Gatorade and Willow's Coke.
Ready? He asks.
All I can do is nod and follow along behind him. When we reach the steps, he moves to the side and motions for me to go ahead of him. I do, not because he told me to, but because I need my seat. Any other time, it would be for fear of missing the game. Today, however, it's because of the man walking along behind me, making my knees weak.
Chapter 2. Cameron. Is there anything hotter than a woman who loves baseball? The answer is no. A few hours ago, I wouldn't have been able to answer that question. However, sitting next to Paisley during the Blaze game has me definite in my answer. She doesn't just love the game. She gets it. She understands the plays, the calls, and she's not invested because she's hoping to land a player. You can see it in her eyes. She truly loves the sport. Luck was on my side today when I was seated next to her. I make a mental note to thank the front office for the connection. Not the seat, but my seatmate. Time for some nachos, Willow announces as she stands and stretches. She's cute, but she's not Paisley. Anyone want anything? I'm good, thanks though, I tell her. Pee? She asks. Popcorn, she says, reaching into her purse for money. You got the last round. Actually, it was Cameron. Willow grins. Interesting. She smiles at her friend before turning her gaze on me. Thank you, Cameron. Are you sure I can't get you anything?
Your friend's number?
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
You two kids behave. Willow points at each of us with a sassy grin before rushing up the steps.
Damn,
Paisley mutters as Marty Harris gets struck out.
We needed that hit,
she mumbles. I missed it because I was looking at her. How can I not? Her hair is pulled up in some kind of knot sticking out of the back of her blaze hat. She has on short cut-off jeans and a blaze tank top. Her feet are in flip-flops, and her toes are painted a bright pink. She's understatedly sexy, and I'm having a hard time concentrating on anything but her. I love baseball. I have since I was a toddler. I live for the game. There has never been a woman who could pull my attention from the game. Well, unless you count my mom. I'm man enough to admit I'm a mama's boy. I have a soft spot where she's concerned, but she's the only one. Until today. Until Paisley.
I've never seen you here before,
she comments, never taking her eyes off the field. That's fine, because that allows me to not take mine off her. It's been a long time since I've watched a game from the stands. She slowly turns her head to look at me. Her eyes are now covered with sunglasses, but that's okay. I already have their dark brown color memorized. The color reminds me of my old baseball glove.
It's been a while for me, too,
she admits. I want to ask her why, but Willow appears next to her friend, handing over her popcorn.
Thanks, Will,
Paisley says, taking the offered snack. That's something else. She's not one of those women who are afraid to eat in front of the opposite sex. She's enjoying her snacks, and I never realized how much of a turn-on that could be. A woman who is unapologetically who she wants to be. It's endearing and sexy as fuck. Glancing at the scoreboard, I see we're already in the sixth inning, and I will time to slow down. Not just because of my love of the game, it's the company as well. I haven't had the chance to find out all I need to know about her. Where is she from? What does she do? Does she have a boyfriend? There's no ring on her finger, and I'd like to think any man with a brain who would be lucky enough to call this woman his would be right here by her side. I know I would be.
So, Cameron, do you have any cute friends?
Willow asks before shoving a cheese-covered nacho into her mouth. I feel like this is a trick question, I laugh.
Nope, I'm just not looking forward to being the third wheel.
Willow,
Paisley hisses. Willow shrugs.
I'm just saying, P.
She's not the least bit sorry for her words. I have lots of friends. I'm already mentally scrolling through which of the guys I could set up with Willow. Talk about putting the cart before the horse. She points to the field.
Do they look like that in baseball pants?
She wags her eyebrows.
I don't really make it a habit to check out my friends' asses. Fair point,
she agrees.
What about this? Do the ladies flock to them?
You could say that.
Perfect. I'll take one of those, please.
She wags her eyebrows again before shoving another chip into her mouth. Paisley turns to face me.
I'm sorry. She's lost her mind, apparently, she mumbles.
I don't know. I think her idea has merit. I give her my most charming smile, the one my mom claims could charm any woman with a pulse. I'm leaning into her, and if I'm not mistaken, her posture shifts to lean in just a little closer to me as well.
I'm sure you're busy doing whatever it is that you do.
I should tell her what I do, but I like the mystery. Sitting next to Paisley has been the most fun I've had with a woman in longer than I can remember. I can make the time, I assure her. The crack of the bat echoes throughout the stadium, pulling her attention. Jeffrey Jennings just hit a home run for the Blaze. This has Paisley jumping out of her seat and thrusting her hands in the air as she cheers. She begins to high-five the people sitting in front of us and behind us. They're all talking and celebrating like they're old friends, and I can't help but be envious. I want to be the one celebrating with her. She takes her seat, and our arms brush each other on the armrest. She's quick to pull away, and I have to force myself not to reach over into her lap and lace her fingers with mine. With the softness of her skin against the roughness of mine, she's a perfect fit. I bite back a laugh. I'm being ridiculous. It's as if one look from this beauty and my world has been tipped upside down. Come on, Paisley calls out. My eyes travel to the screen to watch the replay. The first baseman, a veteran, John Hastings, missed a line drive that should have landed straight in his glove. Instead, the ball bounced off his glove and rolled right, and all three runners advanced. It was a play he should have had in the bag, but he's getting slower. If I'm being honest, he's been slow for a while. That's part of the reason I'm here today, to take a look at the team, first base in particular. It's a position that the Blaze needs to fill. In fact, since losing all-star first baseman Easton Monroe, the Blaze has been lacking in that position. He should have had that, Paisley mutters, crossing her arms over her chest. Just ignore her, Willow says, leaning over Paisley to talk to me. She takes her baseball seriously. Nothing wrong with being passionate about something, I reply. Both women turn to look at me, and I shrug. I have a passion for baseball as well. I also have a passion for the brown-eyed beauty sitting next to me. Speaking of those brown eyes, I need to see them. Reaching over, I push her sunglasses down on her nose. There they are, I say, my voice soft. What are you doing? I needed to see your eyes. She meets my stare for several heartbeats. Not until Willow interrupts does she break our connection and look away.
Look!
Willow points to the jumbo-sized screen closest to our seats. I don't want to pull my gaze away from Paisley, but I don't want to be a dick to her best friend either, not if I plan on seeing her again. My eyes follow to where Willow is pointing. I glance at the screen and see that we're on the kiss cam. I can't stop the grin that tilts my lips when I look back at Paisley. What do you say? I ask her. My voice is light, hiding the fact that I want to kiss her.
Oh, her cheeks pinken. We don't have to. I mean, we don't know each other.
The rise and fall of her chest and the way that she licks her lips tells me she's just being polite. She wants to kiss me as badly as I want to kiss her.
P, it's the kiss cam, and you would literally be kissing Cam,
Willow points out. She has a point. My friends do call me Cam. My smile grows.
We don't have to,
she says again. She says the words, but she leans in, just a fraction of an inch, but I see it, and I plan to give us both what we want. I lean in close, blocking out the world around us. What do you say, Paisley? Can I kiss you? She swallows hard and gives me a subtle nod. That's the only invitation I need. Turning my ball cap backward, I slide my hand behind her neck and move her mouth closer to mine. Her breath hitches just before my lips touch hers, and I feel that sound all the way to my cock. I take my time, softly pressing my lips against hers. They're softer than I imagine them to be. I nip at her bottom lip, and she gasps, opening for me. All bets are off when I slide my tongue past her lips, tasting her for the first time. My free hand cradles her cheek as I allow myself to get lost in her. I kiss her slow and deep, taking my time. I have no idea if I'll ever get this chance again, and I'm taking it. What's that saying? You miss 100% of the shots you never take? No way do I want to leave this stadium today with regrets, and not kissing Paisley would be the biggest of my life to date. When I start to hear clapping and yells of encouragement, I know I have to pull away from her, but I don't know if I can. I kiss her a few more times, soft pecks against her lips, before drawing my head back to look at her. Her sunglasses are once again covering her eyes, but I can see the tint of her cheeks and the way she seems to be struggling to take a deep breath. I recognize the signs because I'm a victim of the same symptoms.
Wow,
Willow says, breaking our trance. Paisley sits back in her seat and stares out onto the field. I can't get a read on her. I don't know what she's thinking. Hey, I lean in close and whisper in her ear. You okay?
Sure,
she says, not bothering to look at me. Sure from a woman means the exact opposite. Paisley. I wait for her to look at me, but she never does. Something that feels a lot like panic rises in my chest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?